4, BWA.
Hey, Steve, don't look.
Yeah, there was another man that jumped in there with us and tried to relay. He had been listening to us, and he tried to relay down to us over there near W4DJW, and you didn't hear him either. So, hey, it was fun for trying.
My elevation, I'm just not high enough. That's the biggest thing. But anyway, it's good trying. Just sometimes, like I said, one of these days, you know, you don't know. The condition may change, and yeah, I moved the beam around a little bit too, but like I said, I'm running 65, but if you don't have elevation, no matter how much you're running, because you gotta have that line of sight. If either one of us was a little, if I was 1100, we could probably clear it more likely.
Well, there was a guy up in Columbus that came in last night on this Simplex net. I accused him of running 3KW. I mean, he was booming it, baby.
My friend that got me involved in ham radio to begin with, he used to run a pair of Cush Crafts, I think 11 metal, Cush Crafts, up about 65 or 70 feet, and he used one of those old Mirage amplifiers. He'd run 180 watts, and he could, he was in Fort Mill, and I could hear him all the way down here, all the way into Harlow if I was up high enough. I said, don't put it on a repeater, because you'll keep every repeater up and down the East Coast with that thing.
Oh, me. Well, goodness gracious. Well, listen, I am going to go in here, and I'm going to watch that Technicolor movie playing on the backside of my eyelids this evening. And then I'm just going to sack out, buddy. It's been a long, hard day. So, you have a good evening, Jerry. Take it easy, and I will talk to you again soon. KN4 VWA, clear after you final.
If you have a good one now, good talking to you. We'll try it again sometime. Take it easy, KN4 VWA, N4 DJ, stay clear.
4 VWA, KV4 CPA.
What's happening, baby? You just did catch me.
Hey, Jerry, if you're still listening. I heard you say something about a Simplex net. Did I miss a Simplex net last night?
Never did. You were in the South Carolina DX Association meeting, and we ran a first attempt, first out Simplex net test over on 14650, and I mean it. The results were amazing. Sheesh! I actually picked up and heard a guy in Brevard, North Carolina, on Simplex. I couldn't believe that. So, anyhow, yeah, it was fun. And if you want to get involved in it. Have you ever heard of the Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Go home and look on your North Carolina repeater book for repeaters, Tryon, North Carolina, and it's the 145. It may be 145, it may be 146, but it's 146, no sir, it's 14533, and it's got a tone of 91.5, I think, and but look it up on the North Carolina repeater book. It's Tryon Repeater, and it's the Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club, and they're the one that's putting this emergency net together. So, you know, if we were to lose all of our repeaters, we're looking at being able to relay traffic from, you know, down near where Jerry is all the way back up into North Carolina and Asheville.
Well, that's a good idea. All right, I've got repeater book pulled up. So, yeah, I think I heard Dave 74 DJW say something about he was having trouble getting the repeater, a repeater to come up on 145, 300, or I think it was. So it's going to be on 145, 330.
Roger, roger, 145, 33, and they have a net every Monday night at 7:30, and hey, y'all jump in there with it. It's a pretty good bunch of folks, and the club had gotten down to where it was almost inactive, and then the new club president up there has kind of picked it up and piqued some interest again, and it's starting to sound like some pretty lively bunch of folks.
I don't even have that thing programmed in my radio in the car or here in the house, either one. So, well, so I guess I'll have to program it in there. I assume it has a tone.
Yeah, I don't remember. I could look it up for you real quick, but I believe it's 1/4. I believe the tone is 91.5. Hang on a minute. I'll look it up for you.
Hey, I've got repeater book pulled up here, so I'll find it. You go ahead and get on in the house. It sounds like you had a tough week.
It went pretty well until today, and things just didn't seem to want to congeal right. So, anyhow, it just, lots of stupid stuff that happens on certain days, and it all comes together all at once. You know, things just don't go the way you plan. But, as Scarlett would have said, tomorrow is another day.
Yes, it is. And, yeah, days like today make you appreciate the good days. Well, I'm just glad I'm retired, but I did actually go over to my daughter's house and do some work. It was for my grandson, so I certainly didn't mind. Well, I'll talk to you later, and you have a good weekend. And anyway, we'll talk to you later, KB4CBA.
Evening there, big guy, and I'll talk to you soon. KB4BWA, I'm clear. You can come in there, try it one more time. Pick you up. You're breaking the repeater, but no audio. If that was you and you can hear me, go to White Oak. I'll meet you there.
KM4CHY, KO4JQY. Copy, you've got a lot of white noise. You're down in the noise a lot. Barely can make it out.
But I can barely make out an audio. Can you catch his call sign?
And it's KN4CHY, I believe, but he's down in the noise for me.
It'll be a for me too. He's too far down in there. I'm assuming that's the same station we heard just a couple minutes ago. Yeah, he's just too far down. All right, KN4BWA, I'm clear.
Have a good night. Thank you, Y. Clearing on the side.
4CFY, bumped up the power. I think I've got radio.
KN4CHY, I believe. I heard you bumped the power up, but you're still down in the noise for me. I can't make out the last part of your transmissions.
Roger that. Got radio issues over here. KN4CHY, clear.
Good luck to you, KO4JQY. Clear.
4RIT, radio test from Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Okay, I can hear you loud and clear.
RIT, thank you very much. Have a good night. Clear.
Yeah, clear.
KI4DTY, KO4HKX.
Hey, Patrick, how's it going?
Good, but I just got a phone call, so I'm going to be out for just a second. KO4HKX. I4DTY, KO4HKX. 4HKX.
Hey, Patrick, what are you up to, KB4CBA?
I'm heading to the house now.
Got him. You got her heading for the barn. Good for you. So, how was your week?
Had a good week, but I had to go to the dentist today, so, and then the wife had to have a tooth pulled, so I'm going to go home and check on her now.
You know, other than having my wisdom teeth out, I've never actually had a tooth pulled when I was awake. They put me to sleep because they did all four of mine. The top two had started coming through. The bottom two would never have come through. They were at an angle and they were causing cysts to form above them. And they had to cut those out. And they had to cut all four of them out. And that was a lot of fun, but I've never had to have one pulled.
Dave, I had to get through that accident scene there. But yeah, I've had my wisdom teeth pulled out also. I did all four of mine while I was awake at one time. So I had a fun day that day.
He had to clamp down on the gauze to stop the bleeding, and I remember my wife, we weren't even married, and she was changing the gauze for me, you know, every few minutes, and so we were engaged, but to be married, but we weren't married yet. So my hat's off to her for that one. she had to endure that.
Other than getting mine out, it wasn't too bad. The dentist, it wore him out. It took him like 3.5 hours to get all four of them out. I ended up having to actually help him pull the last one. It didn't want to give up.
How'd you help him to get an extra pair of pliers in there?
Nope. Just, he locked onto it, and I grabbed around his hands, and we both just pulled on it, because it did not want to come out.
Wow. I had a crown put on, and back, they used to make you a temporary crown and put that on, and then when the actual crown would come in, then you had to go back. They pull the temporary off, put the permanent on. And so my temporary one had come off, and I went back to get it put back on. Evidently, he used too much glue, and he couldn't get it off. He used a, you know what a slide hammer is? Well, dentists actually have a little slide hammer. It's got a little hook on the end of it, and they hook under the temporary part of it, not your actual tooth, and they have a slide hammer, and he was doing that, trying to get that temporary off, and it wouldn't come off. He said, "I'm afraid to do this anymore. I'm going to damage your gum. You're going to have to come back." Well, I came back and he stuck a piece of, looked like chewing gum between those two teeth. It was the one, the temporary that needed to come off was on the bottom. It was one of the molars in the back on the left side. And he put that stuff in there, and he said, I bite down on it, and I bit down, and it was like glue. And I couldn't open my mouth. He said, okay, open your mouth. Well, I couldn't. And man, the adrenaline hit me, and I opened my mouth real quick.
What a little bit of adrenaline will do for you, isn't it?
When I realized I couldn't open my mouth, it was like, you know, it just went zing. but I guess that's what God made adrenaline for, you know, when you're in the situation where you need it, it comes in handy.
It does. But that's kind of what happened there. I was just done. I was tired of being in that chair, and I was ready to get out. And I just told him, I said, you get on there, and I said, when you get ready, just let me know.
I feel for you, because I just can't imagine. I'm glad I was out for the whole thing. But anyway, I was just programming a frequency of a repeater, and evidently in Tron it's 145.330, and I was programming it into this radio. I need to put it in my radio on in the car, and anywho, I can do that. I think I'll use the software to do it. I'm too lazy to read the book. I don't know. I might read the book and do it with one frequency.
These radios, they're a real challenge trying to program them, that's for sure.
I try to manually program a bowel thing.
Yes, sir, I have. I managed to get it done, too. And it was not a joyful task.
Put about, I think about three frequencies in mine, and that took forever. And I said, this is ridiculous. And then I heard about the software, and I bought the software, and it comes with the cable. And, man, it makes it so easy. And if you want to add a frequency, you know, you just plug it in and pull up what's on the radio up on your computer and add your frequency and then disconnect and you're done. And I'll definitely hang on to that software and that cable.
After I got the 610 repeater put in, I decided I would invest in the cable and the software, and that's how I did the rest of mine.
I think I got 6.1 and 8.2 and 9.4 in there, and I was done. It probably took me 2 hours to do that.
Doubt it. Things are bare to program.
My buddy Phil W4 NGU, he's me and him and Steve, KN4VWA, all went to school, high school together, and at the North Greenville our freshman year together, and then we both transferred to different universities, but anyway, Phil told me it was hard to program, and he's got three of them, and I thought to myself, oh, I can't be that bad. So when I got mine and figured out how to do it, I said, man,
that's for sure he wouldn't get.
Dave, W4DJW, he and I for, I think he went to Eastside. But anyway, we worked together at the Hess station. It was on East North, where East North and where we're Pelham dead ends into East North. You know, there's a Starbucks right there. That used to be a Hess station.
You're losing me there. I'm not from this area down here. Stayed in my neck of the woods in Transylvania County.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Well, you know a lot about the places up there. I interviewed at a church up there for music position. I can't remember the name of it. Didn't get the job either. But everything worked out. But anywho, yeah, that's not on your route, but it's not far. It's not far from Wade Hampton. You know, 291 makes a sharp left turn and it crosses over Wade Hampton. It's probably, I guess, 2.5 miles from that intersection.
Idea where you're at, but I don't know for sure. But Dave, I'm gonna hop out of here and run in and grab me a cold drink for the ride home. So I'm gonna say 73s for a few minutes. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Well, I'm gonna check into the sideband net. It started, and they started it early, and so I'll check into that. We'll talk to you later. You have a good weekend. KB4 CBA.